AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. U.S. Special Operations Forces have carried out a rare raid in Syria, killing a top Islamic State commander. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the commando was moved in to capture a militant he identified as Abu Sayyaf, who was then killed in a firefight. Sayyaf headed the group's oil field operation, a major source of revenue for the militants. Carter says Sayyaf's wife was captured. The U.S. believes she is also a militant and played a key role in the group's terror activities.
Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts says the successful raid is a major setback for the Islamic State.
They could go this far into Syria, you know, hit their target, come out with no casualties. It's really going to not only erode the confidence, but when it pins everybody down, it slows down all of their operations.
This was the second U.S. ground operation in Syria. Investigators are looking into whether the Amtrak train in this week's deadly derailment was hit by a flying object before the accident. Information about a potential projectile comes from an assistant conductor who says she heard the Amtrak engineer and a regional train engineer talking about it just before the derailment. An official sentencing hearing looms for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev to formally impose the death sentence handed down by a jury yesterday. Tsarnaev will have a chance to speak at the hearing, as will survivors of the bombing. Heather Abbott lost her leg in the attack and tells the Today Show she learned Tsarnaev would be put to death on her drive home from a commencement address.
I couldn't help but think that Jahar Tsarnaev was in the same position as those students that I met that day and had such a bright future ahead of him.
Instead, the next stop for Tsarnaev could be the same Indiana federal prison where Timothy McVeigh was executed. This is AP Radio News. This week's political radio addresses focus on trade and improving policing.
President Obama says he's traveling to Camden, New Jersey to talk to the policing community about ideas on improving their relationships with each other.
I'll highlight steps all cities can take to maintain trust between the brave law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line and the communities they have sworn to serve and protect.
Republicans use their address to push for approval of Trade Promotion Authority legislation.
We're Americans. We don't build walls to competition. We build bridges to opportunities. We don't hide from history. We make history.
Senator John McCain of Arizona. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has squared off in the boxing ring with five-time heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield. 68-year-old Romney sort of sparred with Holyfield last night in a charity fight in Utah. They mostly danced around each other. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.